My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. At least for now, financial market players are somewhat more relaxed today about the new coronavirus variant. I'm David Brancaccio. $2 trillion was wiped off global stock markets on Friday as investors reacted to the emergence of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Today, some market participants seem to have the sense that Friday was an overreaction, with the Dow up 161 points or 0.5% now. The S&P 500 is up 1%. The NASDAQ is up 1.3% now. Crude oil, after falling 12% in New York, is back up 6% this morning, above $72 a barrel. Let's turn to one of our favorite macroeconomists. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, big sell-off on Friday, yet a mood shift today. What do you make of this?
Well, part of the Friday move was probably because it was a short trading day, thin markets that tends to amplify any move. So this is a partial rebound, and we really don't know a lot yet. What we have learned is that the economy can continue to function through different variants and degrees of restrictions. It's just a matter of how well and what sort of shape the economy takes.
But it's also about perceptions, how we process. Do we still book that trip? Do we still get tickets to the show?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of industries that involve social engagement are vulnerable to Omicron, regardless of what we learn about the epidemiology, just from consumers' comfort levels and what we've been through will influence the reaction.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Today has been dubbed Cyber Monday, as you know, the online shopping day. That would be a change from Black Friday, when online sales dipped a bit while shoppers went back into real stores. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Online spending fell slightly on Black Friday for the first time, according to data from Adobe Analytics, which analyzed more than a trillion visits to U.S. retailers' websites. Adobe says total online spending on Black Friday was just shy of $9 billion. It says that's a sign that consumers started their holiday shopping earlier this year. Retailers began offering deals in October. Consumers are also getting out and returning to stores. Retail Next, which tracks store traffic with cameras and sensors, says the number of Black Friday shoppers was up almost 61% from last year, but was still about 27% lower than in pre-pandemic 2019. Adobe says the top sellers so far this year include toys, books, video games, and appliances. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. On the American side of the U.S.-Canada border, there's an industry built to receive and hold packages for Canadians. The goods may be cheaper, and there's a tax savings when they jump over and pick up the boxes on the American side. With that border reopened, now Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports from along the St. Lawrence River in upstate New York.
The first thing you notice when you walk into NAC Logistics are the boxes. There are tens of thousands of them, stacked several feet high. Betsy Smith is the owner.
The front part of our warehouse is where all the small packages come in for the Canadian individual consumers. And as you can tell, we're over full.
The pandemic almost destroyed this business, which her dad started in 1957. These days, they charge $5 for each package they hold.
So if you do 2,000 packages at $5 a package, that's $10,000 in revenue I lose right off the bat every month that the border is closed. Yeah, I've been closed 20 months.
Smith was barely able to stay afloat thanks to two federal pandemic assistance loans and two draws on the Paycheck Protection Program. But the open border hasn't brought back the crowds that businesses like hers have been hoping for. That's true all along the 49th parallel, from here to Washington State. And Smith has had only a trickle of customers so far. With an X-Acto knife, Heidi Van Hoona cuts open a box, one of 70 addressed to her here. She drove over the border early from Cardinal, Ontario, where she runs a shelter for kittens. Some of these packages were delivered as far back as April of 2020.
We had three litter boxes, a cat tree, a thing to put the pets in the car with.
In fact, a recently rescued kitten is watching from a crate as Van Hoona does her inventory. Van Hoona breaks to feed him some formula, yet another of the deliveries she's picking up today.
Come on, little one.
Getting Canadians back to the U.S. side could take a while, says Christopher Sands, director of the Canada Institute at the Wilson Center in Washington.
When we had the disruption of the border after 9/11, it took about 3 years for tourism and cross-border shopping and visits across the border to reach the pre-9/11 level.
Even now with the border open, Canada has required citizens to show a recent negative molecular COVID test to return home. Those tests can cost up to $250 each, but Canada is now set to lift its testing requirement for trips shorter than 72 hours, giving package businesses on the U.S. side of the border hope that more Canadians will return. In Ogdensburg, New York, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And back to this concerning coronavirus variant, one person who's been outspoken in pushing for governments to get vaccine to everyone on Earth is Dr. Larry Brilliant, an epidemiologist who helped eradicate smallpox. Brilliant has been making the case on this program that it's in the U.S. interest to fight the virus globally, in part, he says, to stop dangerous mutations from forming. Links to those interviews are streamable from the Marketplace homepage. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.